Hey, friend, so good to see you. Okay, so ladies, today's episode is geared towards you. However, for any of the fellas who are here, don't go anywhere because the principles that we talk about today really carry over. Have you ever found yourself in this place in life where you just feel kind of stuck and everywhere you look, you just kind of feel frustrated? Well, we dive into that dynamic in today's show because there's a reason for that. And a lot of times that frustration comes from expectations that we haven't identified, that are actually driving our frustration because they're not being fulfilled with the reality we experience. And so my guest, Cindy Galley, is an author and does all the awesome things. I'll introduce her in the show. But she wrote a book recently called Don't Be That Girl. And she talks about the traps that we women can fall into from rom-coms and different things like that. But she goes much deeper and shares her personal story and all these things about an early pregnancy when she was single and young that she didn't anticipate, her dad growing pot in the backyard. Her story is very fascinating, but she shares so many truths and principles that the Lord taught her in her journey of self-discovery and healing and dealing with those expectations and making peace with those frustrations. And so you're going to love today's episode. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to share a couple little updates and announcements up front, and we're going to have a great time. Let's go.
Hi, you're listening to Java with Jen with your host, Jenna Lee Samuel. On this show, I bring the simplicity of hearing God's voice into everyday life in a no-nonsense, authentic, and super practical way. With coffee in hand and real life in our faces, let's do this.
Okay, this is the fun part. This is all the goodies that I have for you, which I'm very excited to share with you before we jump into the episode. Okay, so first of all, this episode is going up early December. So right now when it's going up, it is the New Year season. If you are going into New Year and you're kind of tired of the old approach to resolutions where they sit on you heavy and you're like, I don't know if I'll make it past February, then I want you to download my free gift. It's a little guide that I put in my show notes. I designed it for myself a couple years ago, but I love to share it with my listeners, and I am selling it on Amazon. So you can get it free here because you're a listener. So go download it. There is a full color version and a printer friendly version where I walk you through almost like a guided journal. It's just a few pages where you are going to process this last year, leaning into the Holy Spirit, getting a word for next year. There's affirmations, there's podcast episode list suggestions that will help you start your new year in the right step. It's just really, really a great resource, and it's going to leave you energized in a total faith space in your head, and it's going to give you a whole new flair to your new year. So if you just want to try something different, I encourage you to do this. God has a plan for your 2024. Why not take the time to lean in and ask what he's got for you? Okay, so that's in the show notes. Free. Go get it. Secondly, if you ever leave ratings and reviews for my show, I want to say thank you. You guys don't understand the impact that it has on the show. It affects something that professionals look at on the back end called our engagement score that tells them how popular our show is or how successful it is. But it also drives it up in the algorithm to get it in front of more people. So head on over to Apple Podcasts. It's the most popular platform. It's real easy to leave a rating and review there. Find Java with Jen, scroll to the bottom, leave a 5-star rating, and then leave a review. It's that simple. Other platforms will have different ways that they provide that service and the opportunity to do that. So if you listen on a different platform, there may be a different way you need to do it. But if in doubt, just head over to Apple Podcasts and you can do it there. Thank you so much too for you guys who do that, because A, it is like the reward for my hard work. And then when you leave, when you leave your reviews, I actually read all of those and they really, really encourage my soul. Okay, so I'm trying to think through what all my announcements were. Thirdly, season 5 is launching soon. If you'd like to be part of my launch team, send me a message on Instagram at Java with Jen. I would love to have you. I've got some perks built in for people that want to be part of my launch team, and it's very, very simple to participate. So if you want to do that, just send me a message at Java with Jen on Instagram and we can connect. Okay. So sorry. Fourthly, last announcement. I wanted to tell you guys know I love coffee, but I actually have a number of friends who've had to start pulling off of coffee and find healthier alternatives because the caffeine impacts their body poorly. I just found this new product. Consider this a life hack for today's episode. I just found this new product that I wanted to share with you guys. You know, I love anything that's natural and heals the body and nourishes the body. And this was actually, it's a little drink shot called Magic Mind, and it's like 2 ounces. It's very small. The founder developed it because he had been drinking 6 to 7 cups of coffee a day and developed a heart condition from it. Like, I didn't know that was possible. I thought coffee was safe, but apparently you can only have a couple cups before it starts to harm your body. Apparently coffee caffeine raises your cortisol, so it makes you more sensitive to stress and makes it harder to handle stress. So with all that being the case, he designed this one, and it's loaded with all, it's like got like 12 different ingredients, but the base of it, the primary ingredient, is matcha. Some of you may be familiar, some of you may not. Matcha is ground up green tea leaves. It's loaded with tons of antioxidants. It has L-theanine in it, which helps your body handle stress better. It actually boosts your metabolism, and it helps you absorb whatever caffeine you're taking in, either from it or from your coffee, and it helps it sustain in your system longer. So you actually have energy longer through the day so that you don't have to be drinking coffee all day long. So it's better for your health. And then some of the other things in it, it has nootropics like lion's mane mushrooms and cordyceps mushrooms, which help literally rebuild the neural structure in your brain. As we get older, brain health is really important, and this actually helps rebuild your brain. It reduces inflammation in your body, and then it also has adaptogens like ashwagandha that help you manage and move through stress without getting worked up, and you just, it boosts your chill factor basically. I didn't actually realize how effective it was until I've been drinking this stuff for about a week now. And this last week we went through a major crisis with my husband's job, and I have been so chill. I have not, literally not felt any stress from it. At first I was like, what's wrong with me? But then I realized, I think it's this Magic Mind, really, seriously. So this is really ideal for any of you high-performing people, moms, entrepreneurs, anyone who wants to nourish your body, nourish your brain, have lots of mental clarity and focus that lasts longer in your day so you can get more done. Because it's natural, you're going to notice more and more effectiveness from it the longer that you take it. It takes about 3 or 4 days of taking it to really start to notice the benefits, but it is definitely worth trying. So if you want to give it a shot, I got a hold of them and they were like, hey, why don't you partner with us and you can offer your listeners a discount. And so you can go to magicmind.com/JavaWithJen and you can use code JWJ for Java with Jen 20, JWJ20, and you can get 50% off of a subscription. Like, holy moly, that's awesome. Or 20% off a one-time purchase. And so if you're looking to kind of decrease your coffee intake, maybe that's one of your New Year's resolutions, is drink less coffee, get healthier, this is a great place to start. So head over to magicmind.com/JavaWithJen, use code JWJ20 to get 20% off individual orders or 50% off of a subscription, and you can have more alert, more mental clarity, more focus, more energy throughout your day. You won't need as much coffee. You'll get a lot more done. It's just a game changer. So go check it out. Again, magicmind.com/JavaWithJen. Use code JWJ20. Okay, that's enough announcements. Let's get into the episode. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode here at Java with Jen. I have a return guest with me who is a sweet friend of mine that I met last year, which we talked about in our last episode, but this is Cindy Galley. She is a wonderful woman of God who is doing all the things, and she lives over in California. She's in media and has her own show on YouTube. She has a fashion magazine and a ministry for singles, and she is incredible. And but we wanted to bring her back on because in the last episode we talked more about the ministries that she does and pursuing your dreams and living life intentionally. And in this episode we wanted to dive into a topic that really hits close to home, especially for us women. So I've heard, if you've never heard the phrase that
analogy, the illustration, that the difference, the space between your expectations in life and the reality of your life, that space in between is where frustration lives. And for a lot of us, we live with these expectations in, for our love life and for what our marriage will look like, what the man of our dreams will be like, and what our life will look like, whether that's where you'll work, where you'll live, what your family will be like, your goals and aspirations, your health. And when life does not follow the script that our dreams have created, it can create not just frustration, but some serious trauma and some serious wounds. And so we want to address today, which it's so beautiful. Cindy's written this book called Don't Be That Girl. And we're going to talk about how to identify where do these expectations come from and unwriting the scripts that someone else wrote for us that did not have the right to write that for us because God himself wrote a better one. So Cindy, how's that for an intro, girl?
Girl, I love it. I love it. So good. I was like, ooh, we need to have her on the intro.
Oh, there we go. There we go. I love it. So I'm excited that you're here to share this because I have thought about this and I've even thought about this recently when, you know, anyone who's been married, for example, or even anyone who's been single, like say you're single and your singleness has lasted longer than you planned. Or you're married and and your marriage has not gone as smoothly as you planned. Sure. Or you had dreams of having children and miscarriages stole that from you. Or whatever it looks like, as we grow up, we come to grips with the fact that life is not maybe always what we expected it to look like. And sometimes that can put us in like a despairing or hopeless place unless we can reconcile that maybe my expectations were the issue, not life. Life has a right to have its journey. Maybe my expectations were somewhat the issue, and where did they come from? And so you address that in this book, and so we're kind of tackling that problem of how to take back control of our lives and how to get out of that frustration space and bring some peace there. And so let's speak to that a little bit. Share your heart behind that.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, first of all, again, Jenalee, for having me on your podcast. You're just such an inspirational woman of God, and you are a force to be reckoned with, girl. So I'm just so honored to get to be on here again.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of times, and we don't realize this, but because we're so embedded in society and all of the things that are immediately around us, we allow some of those seeds to be planted in our own hearts and our own minds of what we think our life should look like. Mm-hmm. I mean, come, let's be real. As a little girl, I loved Disney, Cinderella, for example, and just wanted that Cinderella Prince Charming to be rescued from this incredible man who just looked perfect from head to toe. Mm-hmm. And 9 out of 10, that's not what you're going to get, you know? And of course there are incredible men of God out there, but you know, you said it earlier, I'm single, never married. I never thought I would be 54 and never married, but yet that's the situation I find myself in. But looking for love throughout all these years, I've allowed a lot of the romantic comedies that I love. I'm a romantic, to play into my mind, well, if I just do this, I mean, movies and media are so powerful. They really are one of the most powerful forces and things that really do heavily influence a lot of what we do. Music, movies, television, you know, we see it, we read about it all the time. And so this book really came as a response. It's like it was a discussion from big sister Cindy to the younger 19-year-old Cindy. And let's have these discussions, reasons why not to be this girl. And in the book, we address 11 movies. And then the last one is a TV show, Sex and the City, which, you know, this is not just affecting and influencing women in the world. No, this isn't even influencing women in the church.
Yeah.
And so it was just time for me just to address this and just to say, you know what, you already know my heart is women. Yeah. My heart is to empower women of all walks of life to say, come on, let's let down those expectations that are unrealistic. Mm-hmm. Let's stop making those poor choices that we're making in the name of love. Let's do the work. If we're broken and we know it, if we see these patterns that we keep repeating in our lives, They're cyclical and they will not break unless we're the ones willing to stand up and say, enough is enough.
Yeah.
This needs to be broken in the name of Jesus. And Lord, show me how to break it. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's requiring counseling, you know, just allowing the word of God to come in and to change your paradigm shift, telling you who you really are. We really are women of worth. You know, Isaiah, he says, you're called, you're chosen. I've chosen you. I called you by name. And these are just things that we don't know. Or if we know them, we still allow what we've seen on television and movies to really be the greater force in trying to help us find the love the wrong way.
Yeah. Well, and I learned one time that, so get a little nerdy here for a second to help us understand that sometimes it's not even, in fact, most times it's not even a conscious decision to allow those things to shape us, which is part of why it's so important we guard our eyes and our ears and our hearts.
Absolutely.
But the brain, every second, your brain takes in 2 million bits of data from the environment around you, the way the air feels, wow, something you're hearing, something you notice, the twitch on their face, all the things. And that's how all of that gets stored in our subconscious mind, because consciously we can't process that much information on a regular, sure, like our brains would just be frizzing out all the time. So your subconscious mind is like a computer. It just takes in all the data. Nothing is moral or immoral. It's just data, right? Mm. So when you're growing up in an environment that's maybe toxic, or maybe you're watching all of these Disney shows or whatever information is going in, it's getting stored in our subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. And your subconscious mind creates those beliefs that fundamentally will drive you then consciously, like you don't consciously realize it's driving you, but it will drive you to affirm those truths that you believe. Yes. And so that's where we get into things like self-sabotage. Like, why do I always sabotage my blah, blah, blah? Oh, because you probably have a subconscious belief that's trying to confirm itself, you know? And so if I have a deep-rooted fear that I will never be loved, then that is going to show up in my life in large and small ways until I deal with that deep-rooted fear. So that's where the power of watching these things, and I've been thinking about it because it's holiday season right now. And so it is the time for turn on the fireplace, turn on the Christmas tree and watch the Hallmark movies, you know? But I've observed like myself over the years that if I watch too many Hallmark movies, my husband becomes the bad guy in my life because I'm like, how come they're not more like these guys on TV, you know? And I realized like, okay, Jen, that's not realistic because really you're not like those girls. You're not as gracious and sweet as them, you know, or as size two, you know, like
we're not looking at ourselves. We're looking at the other person.
Right. And so we take all that stuff. So that's part of the process of like that we girls go through of being that girl. You know, we feel that pressure. So why don't you share your story of like 19-year-old you and what burdened your heart to share this message and make this book?
19-year-old me, so broken. I came out of a broken home and my father had, you know, he was unfaithful to my mom for several years of the marriage. And not only that, you know, he was a drug addict and my mom, they both did drugs. They both did pot, you know, and then we actually grew it in our backyard.
Oh gosh. That's funny.
So I grew up a little different, you know, very hippie movement. But from the pot, it went to cocaine, you know, and then there was a lot of alcohol involved as well. And I think my mom put an end to it when she found out she was pregnant with my baby sister. But my dad just continued on in that lifestyle. And praise God, he was able to get that addiction, you know, conquered. And he, you know, checked himself into drug rehab and whatnot. But, you know, you just grow up with all of this stuff and this junk and just things that really kids or young teens should not be experiencing. And as a result of that, and my mom becoming a single mom, I took on so much of the help in raising my sisters and having to step into adulthood and responsibility a little bit more earlier than a regular, you know, child should. So by the time I was 19, I mean, I just had this distorted view of men. I just thought there's really no point in me, even getting married, because I felt like if I fell in love with somebody, got married, it was just going to end in divorce because he was going to cheat on me. And I was not going to let that happen. And so I just, you know, it's so interesting because it really is there's an irony in it all. You know, it's like you want love, but then you don't want it. You know, I wanted to, you know, you want that acceptance and to be loved by a man, but then I don't want it to be long-term because you're going to hurt me. And so it's just very broken and distorted and warped. So at 19, I found myself pregnant and I didn't know who the father was. It was either this one from June or this one from July. Well, I was hoping it was the one from July because he was the one that I really loved.
Aww.
But he was toxic. Our relationship was toxic. And that's why I broke up with him, because he was abusive. He was verbally abusive. He was emotionally abusive. And he really was like my God. And so I just remember a really dear friend of mine who lives in another state just said, you know, that's not what God has for you. I didn't want to hear it, but I knew that it was true. So I did break up with him. And so this whole time he was trying to get back together with me. And I was just so angry with him. I'm going to be with this God. I'm going to get back at you. You know, you just have these warped things that you're doing. And so that's what my life looked like at 19. So I found myself pregnant and I miscarried on October 9th of 1989.
Wow.
And then that just put me into a tailspin of like darkness, depression, anger, just so angry at men. I just wanted to hurt every man. Like if you were talking to me and I thought you were interested, I'm gonna hurt you, you know? And so this book really came out of a need and a desire just to empower young women to knowing that God loves you and he wants to heal you. The Lord did meet me in a powerful way. I remember being so devastated and broken, and I carried it for a good year and a half, maybe 2 years, didn't know how to get rid of it until one day I landed on my knees and I knew the Lord, but I wasn't serving him. I knew of him. I didn't know how to grow in the word. I didn't know we're supposed to be disciples who read God's word every day to strengthen you, and that his word is living. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged. So I didn't know any of that. And I just remember falling on my knees and I was listening to a gospel song by a gospel artist by the name of Tremaine Hawkins. And the song is called What Shall I Do? And it was like my cry to the Lord. What step should I take? What move should I make? It's a ballad. What shall I do? And I just remember just really allowing myself to feel. And a lot of times we don't want to do that. Yeah. There's a vulnerability and it's painful. It's scary. Yeah. It's scary, but I allowed myself. I knew I was in a safe place. My door was shut. I think my roommate must have thought I was a little crazy, you know, because one moment I'm sobbing and just loudly crying, like wailing grief, because I really just allowed myself to feel the loss of the life and just anything else that I was dealing with, the abandonment, the rejection with my parents, you know, marriage not working out. But then that turned to joy, Jenna Lee. Like once all of that sorrow was gone, I just had this peace and this joy come over me that I had not ever experienced, because I don't think I'd ever been that broken. That was probably one of my darkest, lowest moments of life.
Yeah.
And the Lord's joy came over me I started like laughing.
Your roommate's like, what's going on in there? More drugs?
Exactly. And then I started like yelp, like yahoo, like I'd never done anything like that before. I started like hollering as if I were like at a baseball game and just like cheering in my room. But the Lord met me in such a powerful way, and I feel like I see so many young women today. It's deeper, it's darker, there's more disparity than there's ever been. You know, there's social media that plays into that heavily. I was just at a Teen Vogue summit this past weekend, and you know, you're looking at these young people still trying to find themselves and looking very uncomfortable trying to be somebody that they think they're supposed to be. because it's what they see somebody else doing, but they look so awkward and uncomfortable. And I'm like, oh Lord, like help them, Lord. May they find you. May they know you. May their identity be in you. And so that's what this book is about. You know, we look at different characters and we say, you know, yeah, it's a great rom-com, like My Best Friend's Wedding. I have to tell you, I could not stand that movie. The entire time I watched it, I was so angry with Julia Roberts' character, with Jules. I was like, girl, you are not his best friend. Like, I don't like you. And I just was so like upset with her the entire movie. And yet, like my co-author, her name is Yvette Osborne. That's her, one of her favorite movies. And she loved Jules, you know? So it's just very interesting how different characters to rom-coms that we've grown up and that we've loved and so strongly embraced or identified with impacts and affects us in different ways.
Yeah, so true.
And she feels the same way. You know, we really did ask the Lord to help us with our stories. We do include our stories in the book. And we were very prayerful about what we were sharing. Our, a lot of our stuff is out there. I said, Lord, can we take it back? Because now it's out there.
Yeah.
But no, truly, it is for the 19-year-old versions of both Yvette and myself.
Wow, that's so powerful. And, you know, I think something I kind of love just the uniqueness of you tackling specific. When we say rom-coms, for those who don't know, that means romantic comedy. So I just love that you're tackling those specifically because a lot of them we grew up on, and a lot of them, like you said, you know, you and your co-author resonated with different characters in different ways. And so obviously these movies are going to hit each of us differently. However, I think what it is that makes our hearts grab onto their stories is that there are elements in their journeys of heartache. In fact, inevitably, the man and the woman that are the love interests, at some point, something threatens their love, and will it make it, you know? And then this big redemptive situation comes through, and forgiveness is there, or whatever, you know, and and somehow it's reconciled. And I think the elements are there that are intrinsic to our human nature, which is true love, and overcoming the challenges with your true love, and that love wins, you know? And I think some of those elements are God's nature, you know, like love never fails, like love wins. But their story is captured in an hour and a half movie where ours might take 27 years to get through.
Written by some really amazing screenwriters.
Who have really great one-liners, you know? They don't have the arguments where you're trashing each other, you know? They have really great one-liners to keep it neat and tidy, you know? And and so it's a shadow of what we resonate with and what we want our lives to look like, because we have hope when there's reconciliation. We were looking for that hope, right? But then in real life, when it takes 27 years or whatever, how many years to get through your journey, then it's like, where have you gone, God? Have you forsaken me? And I think that's where the struggle hits, you know, where it's like, why? I didn't get through this in an hour and a half like she did. Help me out here, you know?
Exactly. Like, why didn't he tell me that I complete him, you know?
It's so true. So how does this book then, diving a little more into it, how does this book solve this problem for women? So let's say these women are like, I don't know if I have an issue with that or not. How would someone know if they do like really need what's in your book, and how does it help solve this problem? What's the hope?
Well, you know, this, and that's a really great question. We were really kind of trying to find that fine line between reaching women who have never been in churches, in addition to women who have been churched. And so at the end of the day, we really came to understand, like, really, there is no solve if Jesus is not in it.
True. That's true.
You know, so we do put scripture in there, you know, talking about your worth, talking about the power of meditation. And people do both realize this, in you don't have to be a Christian to understand the power of meditation. People who don't know Jesus do it, you know, and so, or there's a positive affirmation and all of those types of things. And so we do just say, hey, you know, you may not be a person of faith, but there's something powerful. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Here are some declarations you can make. If you resonated with any of this, We also have them take time to what's the word I'm looking to identify, like, oh, I do identify with this character. We ask questions as throughout the book, you know, do you identify with this character in any way? If so, what are some of the ways that you identify with her? Do you have any of these behavioral traits that you see happening? And what are some things that you know that you should be doing differently? Because I do believe that when we're moving so fast, we know it, but we just don't take the time to stop and to evaluate and ask ourselves the questions, what do I need to do to change?
Yeah.
So we talk about the power of accountability, that two are better than one, the power of declaration, doing the work. And so we hope that this book allows for healing and for some of these, for these things to be discovered. You know, you may not feel like you are the woman who, you know, chases after a man, because let's be real, you know, Beyonce and all the independent women and Destiny's Child, throw your hands up at me. We get that we get that some women may be like, oh no, that's not me. And that's really kind of who I thought I was, but I would always find myself still in these broken scenarios with men anyway.
Yeah.
However, you might identify with somebody who is the manipulative, deceptive person, like Jules in My Best Friend's Wedding, and where you're saying, you know what, but I do have a problem with lying and manipulating, and I do want to change that. So we do address different, we, you know, talk about the woman who's very, maybe self-loathing. That would be Kate Winslet in The Holiday, you know, those beginning scenes with her, with Jasper at work. It's just painful.
Yeah.
I'm cringing. The guy, girl, get a grip. Like, he is not into you, and he's calling you Simke, but then he's pretending he had a gift for you, but he really didn't. Like, ugh, you know, and then he just doesn't leave her alone, you know? And so you might find yourself in that situation where you're just hopelessly devoted to somebody for 3 years who's stringing you along. And so we're just saying, may this book be the tool to allow women's eyes to be opened and to empower you and strengthen you to say no more. I'm better than that.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, things like abuse, that we didn't tackle that as much because that's not really our area of expertise. And so we just really wanted to speak to things that we personally have walked through or characters that we've personally identified with, but we still left room. You know, there's room in the back. We have a few different coaches or LMFT therapists and coaches who said, yes, I would love to be a part of your book. Robia Scott, you know, she's an actress, and she was Pearls in Prince's Diamonds and Pearls. She went on tour with him, you know, that song. She's one of our coaches. She's an incredible spirit-filled woman who is like on point. And so we have, you know, just a handful of women that are coaches that we believe could help anyone that's wanting to continue their journey on in wholeness.
I love that. I love that you're not leaving people just with a book and then, okay, we serviced a bunch of stuff for you. Hope you figured it out. Like, I appreciate that, because, you know, like, I think we've all had our own hard journeys in some ways.
Yes.
And when you don't know where to turn to get help in your journey, or you don't know how to find the tools to get help in your journey, that's when despair can set in, and it can be really frustrating. And so I appreciate that you guys have made those tools available, even in your book, for people who want to pursue. And I just feel like the book sounds so much fun. Like, I want to read a book that's going to help me heal, but it talks about all my favorite rom-coms I've ever watched, you know?
Yeah.
And so I don't know. It sounds like a fun book, but I love that, like, there's something so healthy. And I love the point that you made too about, a lot of times we know there's an issue, but we don't take the time to slow down and really deal with it. And I have thought to myself in those moments when I chose to slow down and let my heart speak to me, and even my subconscious mind, and sometimes I'll even ask my body questions. I'll be like, okay, body, where is this anxiety coming from? And I'll just let it bubble up, and it'll kind of like, I'll learn about myself as I just get still and make space for my heart to talk to me and my spirit to talk to me and my mind to talk to me. And I'm like, wow. And I've literally thought, this changed my life just because I took time to do it. It wasn't, I didn't need a doctorate, you know, to do this. I just needed to take time and make space and not judge myself. And I am finding myself so much freer because I did. And so if reading a book like this is going to be what helps you carve out the space to sit with yourself and get in touch with yourself, get the book. You know, I mean, it sounds like a good book to read like at night when you're settling in before bed. Yes. And so I just love that. Thank you for sharing about it. I'm excited. I want to get your book. When does it come out?
Thank you. It comes out December 4th.
December 4th. Oh, December you guys, 4th. This will be a perfect Christmas gift for people.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh. So it's already out.
It's already out. Yeah, by the time this goes up, because this will go live on December 5th. So it's already up. And so, hey, then I will put the link in the show notes so that they can purchase it from either your website or Amazon or wherever it's at. And yeah, that's a great idea. I love it. Well, thank you for sharing your story on here. And I know we just hit the tip of the iceberg and all the goodness is really buried in that book. But it's a labor of love to write a book, especially one that's so personal.
It is a labor of love indeed. And just such an honor. And it's so interesting. You talked about the expectations that aren't met in the beginning of the show, because as soon as this book is, you know, doing what it needs to do, we've been working on a book called What to Do When Things Don't Go As Expected.
Yeah, that's good.
But that's a collaborative project with different women speaking into different areas. And so I'm excited for that as well.
That's so good. And I want to leave my listeners too with this thought. Like, if you're finding yourself in a journey, and if you've been listening to me for a while, you guys have kind of probably gone with me a bit on a journey of my own, like going through the dark night of the soul and healing from it and learning the things like boundaries and this and that, whatever. And the reason I was pretty authentic with that is because I realized we all have those journeys, and I have learned from other people's journeys when they share those little nuggets and those truths that helped them. Some of those have been keys that unlocked where I was stuck, you know? And I think that's the value of this book, but I just want to encourage you ladies, like, to take a step and really, really take your soul seriously and realize that in dealing with those things, we come to this beautiful awareness when it's probably just the maturity of life and moving through hardship, is that when you go through those hard things that essentially come down to oftentimes us wrestling with our expectations and trying to force life to look a way that we thought it should look when it doesn't. And I've come to learn that surrendering to the Lord's bigger picture, which I knew logically before I went through those things, but now I understand experientially the power of surrender. And because I can look back and say, even in my hardship, the Lord walked with me, and the Lord prepared me, and the Lord put tools in my hand, and he put people around me, and he carved out safe spaces for me. And I can see how the Lord walked with me through those things, and surrender was the key. Surrendering to God's purpose, surrendering to God's bigger plan. I didn't want to have four kids when I was barely an adult, but the Lord had a better plan and his timing was better. I wanted to go to college, and, you know, I wanted to preach in pulpits and do the things, but the Lord had a podcast instead for me, and his plans ended up better. But because I fought against them for so long, that prolonged the turmoil and the grief. As we're looking at the end of the year and we're looking at 2024, I want to encourage those who are listening to make this a year where you're like, you know what? I'm going to prioritize getting healthy. I'm going to prioritize healing my soul and letting 2024 be an adventure of surrender, where I just look where God wants to take me, and I take responsibility for myself and the space I've lived in and growing and healing through it, and see what the Lord does. I feel like when we take the time to prioritize getting healthy, things unlock in front of us. Opportunities come available that were waiting on us to get healthy, you know? So, good. Well, you guys go and get Cindy's book, and it sounds like it will be great. I'm going to put it on my Christmas wish list. And you guys, thanks for listening. Make sure anywhere that you are listening, that you are subscribed to Java with Jen. You can drop down into the show notes. If you'd like to click any of the links, you can connect with Cindy. I'll put that in the show notes. You can get her book to order that and buy like 12 of them for Christmas gifts. Good idea. You guys should do that. And you can follow her on social media. And otherwise, we will see you guys next week. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for tuning in to today's show. Listen, let's stay connected. Come follow me on Instagram at Java with Jen, where you can follow the latest and say hey. It's a really great way to stay in touch. Many of you have also asked how you can support the show. You can make donations through the Anchor app or on Patreon, or of course, by sharing, rating, and reviewing on social media and iTunes as well. Your heartfelt feedback always reminds me why I do this. Also, don't miss our merch store, where you can get super cool Java with Jen swag and coffee. Find it at javawithjenmerch.com. Until next time, remember, hearing God's voice is simple, and He wants to be a part of your everyday life. See you next week.